One of the TV shows grabbing headlines in the last few weeks is Hulu's latest, The Handmaid's Tale, adapted from a 1985 book by Margaret Atwood. It's set in a futuristic dystopia where some women, called handmaids, are forced to bear children for men of the ruling class. Here's the series' main character, Offred, describing life as a handmaid.
A chair. A table. A lamp. There's a window with white curtains. And the glass is shatterproof, but it isn't running away they're afraid of. A handmaid wouldn't get far.
Hulu released the season finale of the show on Wednesday. Here with more is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Well, first of all, Eric, give us some perspective. I mean, has this show been a success for Hulu?
Well, that's the interesting thing about these streaming services. They never tell you how many people watch the show. But what we can say is that this show has had a tremendous sort of pop culture impact. A lot of people are talking about it. Elizabeth Moss has been on the cover of a lot of magazines. There's been a lot of buzz about the show. And it seems to have crystallized what Hulu is trying to do in its original scripted programming in the way that House of Cards and Orange is the New Black was sort of signature shows for Netflix, and the way that Transparent is a signature show for Amazon. And it's also expected to do well when the Emmy nominations come out. Mm. And if that does happen, then that's some outward sort of independent sign that the show is really caught fire with people.
All right, well, let's listen to another clip from the show. This is a scene where captured women are being indoctrinated as handmaids.
Fertility is a gift directly from God. He left you intact for a biblical purpose, like Bila served Rachel. You girls will serve the leaders of the faithful and their barren wives. You will bear children for them.
So that takes us straight to the heart of why this is a dystopian tale, right? And people are making connections, as you said earlier, between the story in A Handmaid's Tale and what a lot of people feel today's political world is like.
Well, and just for people who may not be familiar with the story, basically this takes place in sort of an alternate contemporary time where a far right-wing theocracy has taken over America in a war. And because of nuclear waste and pollution, most women in the country are infertile. And women have been stripped of their rights. They're not allowed to have bank accounts or jobs. They're supposed to be completely subservient to men. They're not allowed to read books or write them. And in the middle of all of this, they find that a select number of women remain fertile. And so those women are forced into sexual slavery. They're forced to have sex with the leaders of the country and have babies with them. And so what you really get is this vision of slavery, but it's visited on contemporary, mostly white women. And I think that's what sort of distinguishes this show. They've done a great job of building out this world and making it feel authentic and real, but the reason why it's a horror show is that it takes all of the techniques that were used to enslave people of color hundreds of years ago, and it brings them into the modern age and uses them to oppress a mostly white, you know, when you see the handmaids, they're mostly white.
Well, so let me ask you about that, because that is one of the lines of criticism about the show, that it glosses over what was some pretty significant racial commentary in Margaret Atwood's original novel. I mean, how does the show treat characters and people of color?
Well, I don't know that Margaret Atwood had a lot of racial commentary. Basically, in the book, the theocracy is racist, and it's taken all the people of color and shipped them off somewhere. So that's how the book explains that they're not part of the story. What people have said is that they've corrected one thing, in that they've included people of color in the story. So a best friend of Elizabeth Moss's character, who knew her before all of this, is played by Samira Wiley, a woman from Orange is the New Black, a woman of color. And there are people of color that you see in the background, and there's a significant scene where a Mexican contingent, an ambassador from Mexico, comes and strikes a deal with this theocracy, and there's no sense that there's racism involved. And people have said, I think quite rightly, that it's given the struggle that we've seen in contemporary society with conservative ideology and race, it's hard to imagine that a theocracy could take over America and there wouldn't be some vestiges of racism. And the show itself seems to push people of color to the margins in some ways and not talk about that. And I think part of it is that the everything else about the world of the show is so authentic that it seems odd that they didn't deal with this element of it.
It's a pretty intense show, too. I mean, do you think it's something that people could binge watch, or should they pace themselves?
Well, you know, people have talked about that, that, you know, they released, I think, two episodes when it debuted, and then they've done released every an episode a week. And in some ways, because it's so horrific and because it feels like something that could happen now, maybe it helps people to get it in stages.
Yeah. Well, Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.